And now, the show that's all about baseball.
That's when the game, to me, is at its best.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass.
Brought to you by Bigelow Tea. I Promise, official eye vitamin of the Boston Red Sox. Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and window work.
On Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, well, welcome into the Baseball Hour. We got an abbreviated program for you here tonight. Jared Krabbes will be joining us a little bit later in the show. We'll get his thoughts on where the Red Sox stand. But in the absence of a game last night, I thought it'd be a good opportunity to further touch on the offense and the problems the Red Sox have had in the outfield, in particular, really two guys. And that is Hunter Renfroe and Franchy Cordero. That's where we're going to start. And this relates to some stuff that Alex Cora said to the media in his Zoom teleconference here just a short time ago. Chaim Bloom also met with the media and addressed some of these same issues and topics with the Red Sox. And this all happened in the last little bit. We just got the audio with Bloom in the last little bit, so I haven't had the ability to hear all of Chaim Bloom yet. But I did hear Cora. I listened to his entire press conference during commercial breaks of the Felger and Mazz show. And some things with Cora stuck out to me. One thing in particular, and so I'm going to ask our Jimmy Stewart, our producer, rather, to work with me here, because again, we're doing some of this on the fly. Jimmy, there's a cut called Cora on offense versus bullpen, and this is Cora. So Cora again was asked about the lineup's problems or the inability to score runs at the bottom of the lineup, generate offense at the bottom of the lineup. And yesterday we talked about that and the bullpen being the premier or preeminent issues right now for the Red Sox. The starting pitching has been good overall. The core of that lineup overall has been good. The closer has been good, but that setup in the eighth inning has been a big problem. And I also think the bottom of the lineup has been a big problem. Let me just ask you quickly before we play the cut. Jim Murray and Jimmy Stewart, if I were to say to you, what concerns you more, the bullpen or the bottom of the lineup? You have to pick one. What would you guys pick?
Oh, bottom of the lineup.
Oh, really? Okay, Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, I go bullpen. I don't trust Barnes.
Okay, so I also go bullpen. I think a bad bullpen really kills you. Really, really kills you. Interestingly enough, based on the assessment thus far, Alex Cora had an answer that, again, to me was more in line with what Murray said. And so, Jimmy, again, let's play that. This is Cora on offense versus bullpen.
For what happened in Texas, right, we lost three out of four. We had chances to put them away, and we did not. And, the bullpen didn't finish games. That's going to happen, but I think it was more about the offense not adding up, and we have to do that. At this level, on a daily basis, the stuff that you fade, that you see, is pretty tough. It's pretty tough, and there's no like easy at bats. So, you know, whenever we have those at bats, team at bats, you know, that we can add on, maybe they can get those easier at bats later on because you're not facing the best relievers of the opposition. But if the game is close, you're going to see 97, 98, 100, and it's not easy to hit. So putting teams away, that's something we have to do.
Okay. So again, that's Cora talking about really the game on Saturday. And if you remember Saturday and Sunday, the Red Sox blew games both days. On Sunday, it was more the bullpen's inability to hold the lead. And in that case, Adam Ottavino really collapsed, basically, in the eighth inning. Barnes came in, but the fire had already started. Then the game was tied. And so, I don't hold Barnes accountable for Sunday, is ultimately what I'm getting at. And Barnes overall has been good. I think he was the American League pitcher of the month. He was just dominant in the month of April, or at least maybe the reliever of the month. But the lineup, Cora focused on the lineup and their inability to open that game up on Saturday night when they were up 5-3 with the bases loaded and nobody out. They got two runs that inning to go up 5-3. And then they couldn't expand it. And by the way, let me just tell you that if you want to call in, 617-779-0985. Again, it's a short show, so you got to jump in quickly. And we'll take your calls here in the next little bit, including with Jared. We'll take phone calls with Jared, and we'll do that throughout the course of the year. Again, Jared Krabbes of Barstool Sports. But Cora, to me, put more emphasis on the offense, which I found to be curious. I found that to be curious. It just struck me as a little odd. And he was asked this question again, albeit in a different form, relating to the bottom of the lineup in particular. Jimmy, this is Cora on the importance of offense. And here's what he said. It was a follow-up question. Basically, it was a follow-up. I'm sorry, Jimmy, go ahead.
I think in an era that you guys, in a year that offense is way down, those are bats become more valuable. It is what it is. You know, like, I feel like if we score two runs with the bases loaded and no outs that day, we don't lose the game. If we add on Sunday, one or two runs, we don't lose the game. So, I mean, it's hard to score runs, but if you give the opposition, you know, three innings of down one instead of down three, then, you know, you have a chance to lose the game. And those are the ones we're talking about. And they understand.
Okay, so that's the entire cut. Sorry, I thought he went on there for a minute. But you heard him say there, if we're up by three instead of on one, we have a better chance to win the game, which you say is obvious. But the part that I find interesting is that you need to win both. You need to be able to, if you're going to be a good team, not just a mediocre team, you need to be able to win the one-run games or the three-run games. And what I think, this is just me reading into it now, I think Alex Cora looks at the Red Sox roster and the lineup and the bullpen, and he looks at it all and says, we get a better chance of beating teams 8-5 than we do 3-2. We're not going to win the close games. We play good teams, and we have close games, and they bring in their bullpen against ours in the late inning, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. That's how I took his comments. Because I think that if the Red Sox try to match bullpens with some of the best teams in the league, they're not going to win. And I'll tell you what, as Exhibit A, you know what I would give you? I'd give you that Seattle series, which the Red Sox split, but boy, that Mariners bullpen was good. Ooh, their bullpen's excellent. That Seattle bullpen, and we'll see how it plays out over the course of the year. I couldn't name more than half the guys in there. I couldn't even begin to name more than half the guys in there. But they have some legitimate arms in that bullpen. Those guys had good stuff. And it struck me as, it was the number one thing that struck me about that Seattle team. It hit me right in the face, like, boy, look at these arms in the bullpen. How would the Red Sox match up with these guys? Because I'm not one of these people that believes you be good pitching with offense. I believe you'd be good pitching with better pitching. And I think what Cora is saying is we can't match up with those teams. We can't do it. And this brings us back to the bottom of that lineup, what Jim Murray said. Murray says he's more worried about the bottom of the lineup. Murray, anybody in particular worry you down there more than most?
Well, I mean, if Franchy Cordero is going to continue to play, because it's not just his defense that sucks. He's lost at the plate, too. Renfro, you don't get much out of him. A lot of this, Maz, has to do with when you didn't do the show last Friday. I sat in with Matt McCarthy, and he's like DEFCON 1 level paranoia about the bottom of the lineup, and he feels like it needs to change, like, immediately.
Okay, and so I'll tell you what. Based on what I was looking at today, Murray, he's not wrong. As I told you yesterday, the number 7 and number 9 spots in that Red Sox lineup have been among the worst in the American League.
Well, 7, 8, 9, really, it's been like one big black hole. And even Dalbec, who I thought was really good early and was showing you who he just wasn't about, you know, trying to be a power hitter and the three true outcomes guy that you wrote your column about him last year with the strikeouts and the walks and the home runs. Now you're getting much really out of him, and there hasn't been much power, so he's looked lost when they've had him down there. So I get it. Like, at the time, sitting there with Matt, I'm like, give it some time. Maybe they're facing some good pitching, which they had with guys like DeGrom at the Mets last week. But no, it's a problem.
Yeah, and Murray, the game on Saturday night, when they had the bases loaded, they're up 5-3. They've already scored two runs. They could have tacked on two or three more, but if they get a couple of more, they're up four runs now. They're up 7-3. And the guys who made the big outs were Dalbec and Renfro because they couldn't put the ball into play. They struck out with the bases loaded. Struck out. Not even a sack fly, not even a ground ball through the hole, nothing. They couldn't put the ball in play. Now, before I get to Cordero, who, to me, is just brutal, he blows.
I mean, he looks like the type of player, Maz, if you were to send him down to the minors for 2 months, it still wouldn't fix him. He doesn't belong. He sucks.
Murray, he can't play the game.
No, he can't.
He can't play the game. And again, you want to talk about athletes versus baseball players. There are two different things. Like, you know, and this is something that came up in Moneyball and what have you, that it's a skilled game. It's not an athletic game. And so now, look, I think the best players have both, as is often the case in any sport. But if you have the athleticism, and Franchy Cordero is an athlete,
Well, same with rhythm. Like he's there's hints of like Ruzne Castillo, right? Like you just look at him, you're like, okay, like you should be able to be better, but this sport ain't for you, man.
No, it's just
not at this level.
No, there's no really refined skill there. There's no baseball instinct. I told you this is that famous story with John Kruk. Remember him, the old first from the Phillies?
I loved him.
Yeah, that he walked onto the field when Kruk was fat, unshaven. He was a slob.
Yeah.
He was like Matt Patricia as a baseball player. For Kruk, he was a complete fat slob. He would go onto the field with his hat like tipped backwards, his shirt hanging out. You know, he
practiced. That's why I loved him.
Oh, God. He practically had like, you know, oil and mustard and ketchup on his uniform and body when he went out there. So he stumbled out of the dugout one day, like onto the field, waddled out there. And some woman yelled at him from behind the dugout and said, "Hey, Kruk, look at you. What kind of athlete are you?" And he said, "Hey, lady, I'm no athlete. I'm a baseball player." Right? So it's that sort of thing. And I do think there's some truth to it. So, for example, I looked this up today. And I did this in part for the nerds. We are in a nerd age, and I'm trying to be welcoming to the younger stature of an audience. Offensive war right now, according to FanGraphs, among players who have had at least 50 plate appearances. In all of baseball, there were 117 players that have had at least 15 plate appearances, okay? 117 is the number you need to remember. In offensive war, Hunter Renfro ranks 106 and Franchy Cordero is 109 out of 117. They've been two of the most useless offensive players in baseball.
Oof.
OPS, Renfro 100th, Cordero 113th out of 117. In terms of strikeout percentage, and that is the percentage of at-bats in which you strike out. Out of 117 players, there are only three in the major leagues who have struck out more than Franchy Cordero, and that's on a percentage basis. And you want to talk about contact percentage, meaning the percentage of time that you swing and make contact. Franchy Cordero, again, ranks fourth worst in the American League. Franchy Cordero has been an absolute freaking disaster. Disaster. And that doesn't even get into that absolutely horrendous throw that he made from left field the other night on Sunday. And I should tell you, by the way, if you don't know the throw I'm talking about, it's now on my Twitter page. It's on our website at 985thesportshub.com. You can also find it on my Instagram. It's now out there. Okay. And the Instagram is at TonyMaz985. I'm trying to build up the following there. Murray knows it. I'll explain why later if I ever get to the number. But you can find the video of it there. What an awful throw. Like, I see a throw like that, I want to send a guy to the minors now. God, does he blow. Jared Karabas of Barstool joins us next.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking bases on balls.
Huge ones.
It's the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass on your home for Boston sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Hour. How about this? Jared Karabas now joins us via Zoom. And listen to this, Jared. You are now sponsored, the Red Sox in Focus with Jared Karabas.
Wow.
Presented by I Promise, the official eye vitamin of the Boston Red Sox. Upgrade your eyes. Visit iPromise.com and use the code Maz, M-A-Z-Z, two Z's in Maz, like two O's in Goose. Use the code Maz today for 50% off your first order. Again, iPromise.com, and that's E-Y-E, like your eyeball. I Promise, not I as in me. Get it? All right, Jared, here we go. We just played a couple of cuts from Alex Cora talking about the bottom of the lineup versus the bullpen. The Red Sox lost games in both fashions over the weekend. I just asked these guys. I asked Murray and I asked Jimmy Stewart. What concerns you more, the bottom of the lineup or the bullpen? And you have to pick one. Don't say neither.
Why would that even be like a gun to the head situation? It's very clearly the bottom of the lineup.
That's what I said.
it's not even like, I mean, I understand that you don't have like an Aroldis Chapman in your bullpen, but Matt Barnes just won the reliever of the month. He's done a phenomenal job. I love Garrett Whitlock. Sawamura, I know that he gave up a couple homers in Texas, but he's been pretty good. Ottavino, he's hit or miss, but like overall has been solid. The Red Sox, the 7-8-9 hitters for the Red Sox have a 514 OPS. They're hitting 183. The worst 7-8-9 in Major League Baseball is the San Diego Padres, who are hitting 182 with a 511 OPS. So we're talking about the difference of 1 point in batting average, 3 points in OPS to be the actual worst 7-8-9 in Major League Baseball.
Okay, and that team, I don't need to tell people, the Padres have a pitcher batting down there, and obviously there was some pinch hitting and what have you, but the Red Sox don't, and we were expecting more from that group. So, Jared, look, I got you. This is why I asked question. I'm a pitching guy, and so I worry about – it's not – Barnes has been tremendous. I'm not worried about Barnes, Jared. I'm worried about Ottavino. That eighth inning is a mess. It's a mess.
Well, I mean, I get that, but they have other guys that could slot in there. Like, it's not like Adam Ottavino is promised the eighth inning. If he's not pitching well, and I know that Garrett Whitlock is a guy that they said that they want to stretch out to be a two or three inning guy, and maybe he enters the rotation, but you don't need him to enter the rotation because you have Tanner Houck. So it's not like they desperately need a guy to get stretched out to go into the rotation when Houck can do that just fine. If the greater need becomes the eighth inning, you have Garrett Whitlock, who has been virtually unhittable this year. He's made one mistake for the entire season so far.
Right. It was on a changeup to a right-handed batter over the weekend. He gave up
right down the middle.
Yeah, it hung in the middle of the plate, and it got blasted. And look, I mean, he's given up one run in 18 innings or whatever the hell the number is, or 13 innings, 14 innings. So I'm not going to get on Whitlock because I like Whitlock and I think he can pitch. But since you brought it up, it raised an interesting question I know the setup you have at home with, like, Murray, have you seen the setup, Carabas?
Oh, I have. 12 TVs or something like that.
I think it's eight.
There?
I think you said eight TVs, right?
It's nine on the wall, and then I have one on like a mount that had, like, you know how like at the hospital where they have like the IV on like the rolly thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that, but it's a TV. So there's 10 total, there's nine on the wall, and then you've got the rolly TV.
Like baseball Elvis.
Yeah, I bet you that's not the only thing that's getting mounted in Carabas's apartment.
That's right, Tony. Let's go.
Yeah, well, you know, again, I'd like to be your age again, Jared. That was just that goes without saying. But that aside, as you watch all these games, the one on Sunday struck me because Whitlock pitched the seventh, gave up the home run to make the score 3-2, and then Ottavino came in for the eighth. Am I the only one who wanted to see Whitlock go back out and pitch the eighth? Like, did that occur to you at all? That, you know, why take Whitlock out when you're using him for multiple innings anyway?
Yeah, I didn't know either why, but you know what? The name that keeps coming to mind with Whitlock, because it seems like they're babying him a little bit. Like, is this our job at Chamberlain?
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, if you're going to use this guy, then use this guy. And another name that we didn't even bring up, though, Matt Andrees has been kind of the unsung hero of this team. He's pitched very well out of the bullpen for the Red Sox.
Sure.
Well, we'll give him one hiccup. But other than that, I mean, like, this is a guy that is kind of filling the same role that Garrett Whitlock is, where he can give you multiple innings if you need multiple innings. And if you just need one inning, he's been able to do that. So, yeah, I mean, like, that's why it's not even a debate about what is the greater concern. When you have Matt Barnes, he's your closer. Ottavino, he's hot and cold. And then another guy, Darwinson Hernandez, he has no idea where the baseball is going, but that almost plays into his favor. He's been pretty good, too.
Well, he's been better than I thought he would be. And so, look, maybe you're right. Maybe there's more stuff in that bullpen than I give it credit for. I just look at Whitlock, Jared, and I say the way they're using him, and I'm not blaming them for this because I think they have to be careful with him, but the way they're using him is every third or fourth day for a couple of innings at a time, and which is why, again, on Sunday, to me, I'd have let him go for the second inning. If you're only going to pitch him every 3 days, every 4 days, then when you put him in, go with the two innings. So that one, to me, was one of the few times so far this year I have second-guessed Cora. But I want to get to the bottom of the lineup because I was looking this up, and I know you just gave us a good stat. The 7-8-9 batters in the Boston lineup ranked 29th in baseball in OPS. 29th. Mm-hmm. Only the Padres are worse. Okay? And so I look at it now and I say, all right, offensive war, Franchy Cordero, 109 out of 117 in terms of qualifying players based on 50 at-bats. OPS, Franchy Cordero, 113 out of 117. Strikeout percentage, Franchy Cordero, fourth worst in the majors among that same group of players. And contact percentage, Franchy Cordero, fourth worst. And then on top of it all, he makes a play like he made on Sunday where he throws the ball to nobody. Nobody. He could have thrown home or to second base on that single that tied the game. And I'm not saying he had a play at the plate because I don't think he did. And he just threw it halfway up the first baseline, which tells me he doesn't know how to play. How do you feel about Cordero?
I want Jaron Duran, Tony. And Hunter Renfro, I can live with the defense and everything. Like, he's a good defensive player. He's a good, well-rounded player. I think we'll see more pop from him. But Franchy Cordero, I don't know what we're doing with this guy. Bring me Jaron Duran. That's who I want.
Yeah, Cordero's clearly the worst of the two. So anyway, so what are you doing? You staying home tonight watching games? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you want to come by?
No, not tonight. No, I don't want to. Right. I don't want to get mounted.
Yeah, you let me know. Let me know whenever you want the screws, Tony.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Hey, Jared, listen, thank you.
Bye, Jared.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right. Be well. Jared Karabas, Barstool Sports, joins us every Tuesday here on the Baseball Hour. Bruins hockey next again. Bruins and New Jersey Devils right here on 98.5. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have play-by-play in color for you. Pre-game is first here at 6:30, followed by the game. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.